Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Well, it's almost here. It's almost time. This coming Thursday will be the great celebration, the one-year anniversary of Zach Sandy's resurrection from the dead after being struck and killed by lightning. You may have heard about it on TV or on the radio or maybe read about it in the newspaper. The Clarksburg Exponent Telegram ran a great story about this in last Sunday's paper. And in conjunction with the one-year anniversary of Zach's resurrection from the dead, there is a great party planned at the Clarksburg City Park in Nutter Fort, West Virginia, also known as Norwood Park. It's going to be Thursday, July 11, 2013, the very day of the one-year anniversary. It's going to start around 4 p.m. and go till about 9 p.m. There will be food, fellowship, fun, music. The family has planned a time of prayer and thanksgiving prior to the party from 2:30 to 3. The event is open to the public. All are invited, and we hope that you will join us. The new book, entitled In Lieu of Flowers, God Gave Us a Miracle, and subtitled The True Life Story of Zach Sandy, will be available for purchase at the party. The celebration is kind of doubling as a book launch party. And the reception for this biographical testimony of a miracle has been phenomenal. At the start, the book jumped up to number 6 on Amazon.com's faith category. And as of July 1st, the book was selling in the top 97% of all Kindle ebooks on Amazon's website, and actually selling in even a higher percentage rating in the paperback version as compared to sales of all other titles on the Retail Giant's website. So we have a bestseller on our hands. Again, the book is entitled In Lieu of Flowers, God Gave Us a Miracle, The True Life Story of Zach Sandy. It's written by his father with contributions by yours truly. And it's published by Whitestone Publishing. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and anywhere that great books are sold. Again, join us for the celebration of the one-year anniversary of Zach Sandy's miracle this coming Thursday, July 11, at Norwood Park, also known as Clarksburg City Park, in Nutter Fort, West Virginia, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., The food on hand will be free, and the book will be available. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be a great event. Again, food, fun, fellowship, music. It's going to be tremendous. We'll see you there. To start things off for our broadcast today, we're going to play some great music by Phillips, Craig, and Dean from their project entitled Where Strength Begins. The name of this song is This Is How It Feels to Be Free.
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started, sin is white hell. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I can hear the sound of freedom like a distant voice you call and beckon me to follow where I had never gone. My heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in a cross I found a doorway, and a hand that held the keys. When the chains fell at my feet, for the first time I could see.
This is how the prison I was in, like a living nightmare, burning from within. I can feel the voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. See, once I tasted freedom, then the walls could bind no more. Since mercy gave me wings to fly like an eagle, I can soar.
Right at about 2 years ago, I made a blog post at DougJoseph.net in which I teasingly predicted that Apple was going to have to finally depart from using big cat nicknames for OS X, or else things were going to get silly. And what I mean, of course, is Mac operating system has been nicknamed with a big cat name for every release for quite a few years now. You know, there was OS X Tiger, OS X Leopard, OS X Snow Leopard, you know, OS X Lion, OS X Mountain Lion. And so I worked up a fictitious release of Mac's operating system that was codenamed OS X Meerkat. Just a hilarious post a couple of years ago on my blog. Well, of course, that prediction panned out. The upcoming version of the operating system that's due out this fall is to be codenamed Mavericks. Now, the term Mavericks means someone who gets results by refusing to play by the rules. And this word is one of the few that's full-blown American in its origin. It was coined here in the U.S. as a result of the outside-the-box attitude and independent thinking of a Texan in the 1800s named Samuel Maverick. Now, words that are completely indigenous to the United States of America are rare because our language is so full of pre-existing English words from the United Kingdom, which were already filled with words imported from other languages, including Latin, French, Spanish, German, and so forth. And even since coming here, we've imported a lot of Native American Indian words. Of interest here is that way back when our Continental Congress voted on what was to be our official language, only one vote carried English over German. That's right, we almost were a German-speaking nation. Now, this makes me wonder how different might things have been when World Wars I and II occurred if Americans were speakers of German instead of English. I shudder to think, while the Nazis' eugenics program was running amok and they were just murdering people right and left in the name of saying that they weren't even humans, and that they weren't evolved as much as the Germans were, we here in the USA already had our own eugenics program hard at work sterilizing what, you know, Darwinists considered to be the lesser races, which in reality turns out to be minority women. And we were sterilizing minority women often without their consent or even without their knowledge here in the U.S. And had we also been Germanic in our language, we might well have favored the Nazis instead of siding against them. Our nation has made many right choices, such as fighting to end slavery, but we have made many wrong choices too, such as with the issues of slavery prior to our war to end the practice and abortion. There is no guarantee, outside of us being English-speaking people instead of German-speaking people, that we would have sided against Germany otherwise. There is a difference between a practice being legal and it being lawful or right. Now, in today's dictionary, if you look up the words legal and lawful, the dictionary will tell you that they're synonyms, but they didn't used to be synonyms. If you look at an old Noah Webster dictionary from the 1800s, they will tell you that legal is something that is, you know, that there's a statute that says that it can be done. But lawful refers to that which is right or ought to be done. And just to give a couple of examples, abortion is not lawful, but it is legal. And furthermore, so-called same-sex marriage is not lawful, but in some places is now legal. Just as the Supreme Court of the United States was wrong in its infamous decision in Dred Scott versus Sanford in 1857, when it ruled that Congress lacked the power to prohibit slavery in its territories, so also the Supreme Court of the United States is wrong now in its ruling that the Fed and the state of California lack the power to prohibit so-called same-sex marriage. We would do well to remember that just because the courts rule a certain way does not mean it is right or lawful. Truth is transcendent of the wrong decisions of rulers, courts, and parliaments. Now, regarding issues such as abortion and so-called same-sex marriage, we can only pray that America will eventually right herself as she did with the issue of slavery, and that such a righting does not involve a bloodbath beyond the one that's already occurring with murdered babies and women who are harmed and dying younger, long before their time, due to complications because of their abortions, including a greatly magnified risk of breast cancer and other ailments. The cost that is added to our healthcare fiasco due to the increased number of preterm births caused by prior abortions is staggering. Questionable research data indicating that widespread acceptance of so-called same-sex marriage will not be detrimental for the children raised in such homes is being exposed as bogus, and more solid data reveals that the opposite is true. Marriage between one man and one woman is America's greatest weapon against child poverty. Whenever the prevailing rules say that human babies are not human persons until sometime after they're born, we're no more right than when we consider black humans to not be persons. And when the prevailing rules say that a society must redefine crucial words such as marriage for the sake of not offending someone who demands that their deviant practice be officially condoned, we're no more right than when we sterilized women without their knowledge and consent. When the rules are wrong, you have to go against the tide, against the rules. In order for America to ever become righteous and get back on the right path, we're all going to have to be mavericks, which is to say, people who get results by refusing to play by the rules. We must strive against the foul tide of this hour. We must do our best to speak out on the real war on women, namely abortion, and against the dual factors of a real war against babies and children, namely abortion and so-called same-sex marriage. Before we can pray, God bless America, we need to pray, God help America, God save America. We've just come past July the 4th, and that's when we commemorate our Declaration of Independence from England. Someone might wonder, was a revolt really necessary? Well, taxation without representation is nothing more than slavery, and that taxation is simply paying tribute to the slave master. And when you're taxed without a voice, without a vote, without representation, definitely, absolutely, revolt is necessary. When we come to July 4th and other holidays, we consider the veterans who fought and some who gave the ultimate sacrifice and gave their life to pay for our freedom. From our own war for independence to our Civil War, when forces fighting against slavery were willing to die, fighting against those who were willing to die to perpetuate the terrible practice of slavery. When we think about all this, it reminds us that freedom is never free. That's the name of this song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean from their project entitled Restoration. Freedom's never free.
Standing on a hillside where the river meets the sea, white crosses without number line the fields of peace, and each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place and time where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor left their dreams behind, and for the price they pay, I'm forever in their debt. Their memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget.
I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live, live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me,
to remember that freedom's never free. On another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as a cross was raised. With freedom drawn closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt and took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh, and for the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross will never die, 'cause I will not forget.
I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one. I will live, live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me,
to remember freedom's never free.
will stay free. I will live free. I will die free. Stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live, live what I believe. If I'm no one else but me, I will remember. I will stand, hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die.
All right, I love that song, and I'm so glad to tell you that we have time to squeeze in just one more song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And you probably wonder why we're always playing their music. They are my favorite contemporary Christian group, and I encourage you to check out all of their wonderful albums. They've come out with so many over the years. This is the title track of their project entitled Where Strength Begins.
Here I sit with this cup of life in front of me. See, it's full, but I'm afraid to drink, because I've tried and I missed the mark so many times. Can't forget it all, the hurt inside, but rising up from the ashes, these memories, I reach for my head to save me. And I hear him calling, walk on, to few turns of faith and faith becomes sight, where strength. Climb that I'm ahead. I will fall, but I get up again, yeah. Because I know if I keep on walking through the fire, I'll be a newer, stronger man of God. And I rise up from the ashes of my memories, and I reach for his hand to save me. And I hear him calling, strength begins. Yeah, yeah, you got to press on. Move on through the pain, move on to the place where weakness is, where strength begins. Take up your cross.
face of these memories. I reach for his hand to save me, and I hear it calling, walk on. Till fear turns to faith, and faith becomes strength, where strength begins. Hey, yeah, you got to press on. Move on through the pain, move on to the place where weakness is, where strength.
Well, it's almost here. It's almost time. This coming Thursday will be the great celebration, the one-year anniversary of Zach Sandy's resurrection from the dead after being struck and killed by lightning. You may have heard about it on TV or on the radio or maybe read about it in the newspaper. The Clarksburg Exponent Telegram ran a great story about this in last Sunday's paper. And in conjunction with the one-year anniversary of Zach's resurrection from the dead, there is a great party planned at the Clarksburg City Park in Nutter Fort, West Virginia, also known as Norwood Park. It's going to be Thursday, July 11, 2013, the very day of the one-year anniversary. It's going to start around 4 p.m. and go till about 9 p.m. There will be food, fellowship, fun, music. The family has planned a time of prayer and thanksgiving prior to the party from 2:30 to 3. The event is open to the public. All are invited, and we hope that you will join us. The new book entitled In Lieu of Flowers, God Gave Us a Miracle, and subtitled The True Life Story of Zach Sandy, will be available for purchase at the party. The celebration is kind of doubling as a book launch party, and the reception for this biographical testimony of a miracle has been phenomenal. At the start, the book jumped up to number 6 on Amazon.com's faith category, and as of July 1st, the book was selling in the top 97% of all Kindle ebooks on Amazon's website, and actually selling in even a higher percentage rating in the paperback version as compared to sales of all other titles on the Retail Giant's website. So we have a bestseller on our hands. Again, the book is entitled In Lieu of Flowers, God Gave Us a Miracle, The True Life Story of Zach Sandy. It's written by his father with contributions by yours truly. And it's published by Whitestone Publishing. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and anywhere that great books are sold. Again, join us for the celebration of the one-year anniversary of Zach Sandy's miracle this coming Thursday, July 11, at Norwood Park, also known as Clarksburg City Park, in Nutter Fort, West Virginia, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., The food on hand will be free, and the book will be available. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be a great event. Again, food, fun, fellowship, music. It's going to be tremendous. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.